I'm flipping. Oh, I have the lock on. Damn. Nah, I'm talking to you niggas. Nah.
Dang, look at the views.
W view.
That's tough, man.
Welcome back to another special episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast.
Oh, you're live. We're live.
Yeah.
Okay, we're live now.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all didn't say shit. What if I said something crazy?
No, I mean, just been on you. Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, the only podcast in which we ask the hard-hitting questions. Davis. Mm-hmm. Davis, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Listen, you have to give up one. You can only keep one. The other one has to go away forever. Okay. Black History Month, your parents. Who are you giving up?
Black History Month. What the fuck?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Come on, man. Look. Yeah, man. They're my parents, bro. What the fuck?
Everybody else just doesn't get to have a Black History Month, but you get to keep your parents.
So Davis can have his parents? 100%. 100%, yes.
All right, then.
I talk to both of my parents every day.
Yeah. You know, celebrate Black people every day. I understand what you're saying.
Mm. Well, I'm Black myself, so, you know. What the hell? Come on.
Right.
I'm gonna care like that.
Listen, we have a very special guest.
I thought Davis, I was gonna get asked. God,
Davis is in the building, ladies.
Hey, ask Bezos that question.
Nah, you kidding, bro? Thank God.
Davis is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give him a round of applause. Woo. Thank you, guys.
The stream deck. Yo, first things first, thank you guys for having me back. This is actually my favorite podcast. But fuck you guys for not putting me on the list of content creators. I watched that this ironically. I didn't even know I had the pod today. I forgot. But I saw that this morning, and I just want to say, personally, I feel insulted to not be on that list.
We didn't make the list.
And
bro.
I want to know.
We didn't make the
who
list.
Made the list?
Wait. Before we get into this,
there's a funny truth about this, too.
B-Souls, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Sage, how you doing today?
I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Damo, how you doing today?
All is well. All is swell. I'm all right.
Listen, if you clip anything from this podcast, hashtag LKIB on all platforms. If you want to be new to this and true to this, hit that join button. Become a member. That middle tier gets you into the Discord. Inside the Discord, we do calculus every single morning. Don't know why we do it, but we do it. So, and last but not least, this is a super chat. Omar got the Obito glasses on. We will stop everything we're doing in order to read your super chat.
No matter how crazy it is.
Let me tell y'all something. Okay. Let me tell y'all something. And I'm actually about to look it up. I went to bed at like 3-something last night, right? And I wake up to a call at 7:35. Oh no, that's not right. I'm sorry. David, you didn't call me at 7:35. You called me. Hold on.
Damn, it still shows up for you?
Yes, 8:45 a.m. Davis called me at 8:45 a.m. and said one thing and one thing only. Yo, bro, what's up with this list, bro? Why wasn't I on this list?
Well, because to be fair, everybody can have their shitty tier list that I've seen going around. That's fine.
Right.
But for me to not even be on – those are streaming tier lists. I don't care. But for me not to even be on a content creation tier list, I thought that was disrespectful because, you know – I've been content creating since I was 16, my brother. I'm 22. I just turned 22. So I was confused. And I was like, damn, I thought Let's Keep It A Buzz with my brothers, you know?
You were on the list, though. You technically were on the list.
Where?
Oh, AMP as a collective was on the
he's
list.
He's nasty.
AMP.
He's actually AMP nasty. Is a collective.
Nasty. You are AMP That's Davis, nasty. Right? You technically AMP were on is the not, list.
AMP is not me.
So you leave an AMP. So you leave an AMP.
I left already.
Oh fuck!
That's why he's outside.
AMP is not me. AMP is not my content. AMP is AMP is far from the content I'd make, honestly. But AMP is a group.
What's wrong with the content? AMP
wipe your bottom lip. Wipe your bottom lip, bro. All right. Well, you keep it there.
What's wrong with AMP content? Why wouldn't you personally make AMP content?
Some videos I would do, like the slam ball ones, but I'm saying the it's not that there's something wrong with it. It's just not my like the style of it is just not my style of videos. At least currently. You know, there've been times like when we've done like a string of videos, I was like, you know, these are really my style of videos, but right now it's not.
So if there was anybody in AMP, like if you could change the way their content was made, who would you pick? Like, who would you pick to change, like the way they do their content?
Oh, the answer is easy, and it's no one. Just because that's what makes AMP great, in my opinion, is that everyone is so different. I think, and they're unapologetically themselves. So I think that's what makes the group channel thrive so much. Mm-hmm. Even with the lack of consistency, is that everybody just holds their weight in their own way.
I was gonna say you're not camera. Fucking with the video that dropped today.
You're such a dickhead, bro. Is today Monday? Oh shit, it is Monday.
Listen. I personally think that you should have been at A tier. I had a conversation with somebody else. I would argue that out of everybody in AMP, you are the most creative, specifically mm-hmm. with what you have at your disposal. I'm not here to bash on anybody else's, you know, content, but you don't go to the garage. I mean, you don't go to the gas station and just post up.
That's a Duke shot. That's a Duke shot.
How was that a Duke shot?
Well, out of the other AMP members, I would assume.
Yo, I'm going to keep going, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I would assume.
I'll be straight up. You don't go to the Waffle House and post up like Duke. Okay,
you have $100 bill in your hand.
You're not, you don't have access to like Tiana Trump to just do videos with her. You're not making real estate videos. You don't disappear for 2 months and make a I'm back video. And then. You also actually make videos. What's the podcast called? Well, let's keep it a buck.
Let's keep it a buck. Well, I mean, let's keep it a buck. I think that is once again what makes AMP good. If AMP was full of creative people, then the videos would lack, you know, this or that. I'm not Duke. I'm not Phantom. I'm not Kyle. I'm not Agent. I'm definitely not Chris. So I'm Davis. Think, like I said, I think that's what I'm Dave.
You,
I
definitely think that's what makes it, you, know, you.
Every group. Every group, I think every group needs a person that can do the Waffle House videos or that can do the videos with, you know, this, that, the other. I think that that's diversity. That's all I got to say about that, honestly.
I would just say I admire Omar's ability to backpedal the way he did, because when we stopped broadcasting, those are not the words that he said. It was
what did I say?
It was more along the lines of like, oh man, I'm happy this Davis nigga wasn't here. Like, just throw him away. When we first started,
that's crazy.
Like, I want to say, wasn't it like Cardiac and Cruz, the guys you hired, Omar, that made like the people shit from? And we looked at it, we were like, hey, yo, isn't Davis not here? And you were like, he won't care, bro. He's with AMP. He's good. And we just went with that, right?
No, AMP content is far from mine. So I want to ask y'all, where do I fit on that list? And I want everyone to be honest. I want everyone to keep it a buck.
I'd say A, to be honest.
I'll put you A.
A tier.
Okay.
I can't put you S, but I'll put you A.
I still think Kasha moved down.
I don't think I've made enough of a mark in the real life space to even touch S yet. Well, as a gamer, that's what all gamers call it, real life content. I don't think I've made enough of a mark in lifestyle content to be S tier, but no, you, for sure. I think that's fair.
With that being said, we're asking the hard hitting questions. B-Souls, okay. Answer the question earlier. Get rid of your parents or Black History Month?
I'm gonna put it in context of Asian History Month, and I would get rid of Asian History.
That's not the question.
Not what we're asking, man.
Said
maybe it's different for you. So be it.
Hey, B-Souls does not like Black people. Wow. That's what
we know what he's.
I love
doing,
my parents.
Listen,
get them out of here,
bro.
Go to the corner.
We'll talk about them quickly, and then we'll move on to other things. So we see that y'all got a new house, but we also see that the new house has caused a lot of drama. Mm-hmm. Best part about living in this house, and then worst part about living in this house so far.
Best part about it is that I actually lived two. I'm next. My old house before I moved in with AMP is next door neighbors. Like I'm talking about one, two houses down. I could walk to it right now. So this neighborhood has always been my dream place in Georgia to live because of the view, and just being able to move to the biggest house in the neighborhood is like a full circle moment. Like it dead feels like, I don't know, life is just coming together. So the crib in itself is just tough. And way before the lease ran out at the old AMP house, I told AMP, I was like, I know y'all don't want to live this far out of the city, but I guarantee if we visit this house once, I guarantee y'all going to move in. And we moved in like a week after we viewed it. So it's just the house itself is tough. The worst part about it is that it's blowing up right now, and it was pretty unlivable. I actually didn't live in it for about the last three or four days. I just moved back in yesterday. Like my clothes are legit in the car because there's so much smoke and I have asthma, so it literally was just unlivable. And there's just problems that come with living with people too. I mean, I'm sure anyone who's been in college knows what it's like to have roommates. It's not, you know, it can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing, but that's just life, honestly.
Yeah. Mm. I got shit to say. No motherfuckers throwing fireworks and shit in there.
Yeah, you better
it's crazy.
I'd be pissed. I know I'd move out for real.
I was the only thing that would have like pissed me off beyond belief is when, because we did the fireworks stuff, but it was in the common areas. If we did when Duke spun through and did his little fireworks thing after the house was clean, which was nuts. If he would have burned any of my clothes, that would have sent me to a different level. But it was just my rug, so I just was kind of pissed off. But I know that for the most part, it's just the fact that the house just got today is what's annoying, you know. And look, it's not even clean. How do I flip my camera? How the fuck?
Oh, this is annoying. Yo, why is that his picture?
Flip the actual phone. Flip the actual phone. Oh,
were you pissed when the fireworks were like occurring, or was it like you're participating in the fun type shit?
I only blew up Duke's comforter after he blew up my rug, but that was on the second day, so I wouldn't really participate in it because it's kind of stupid to like make a, I almost said the price of the house, but like a, you know, multi-million-dollar investment. And then like, blow it up a few weeks after. Mm-hmm. But I'm not mad at it because like, I already knew it was going to happen. You know, and it'll happen again, I'm sure. You know, so. But like I said, I participated on the second day, so I can't even talk too much shit, honestly.
True. Makes sense. What's it called? One more question. So far, I mean, you guys are 2 years in. 2 years and three. I'm going on three at this point. Three?
Damn. Two and a half years in.
Mm-hmm. AMP just seems to be growing. What steps would you like to see going forward with the group collectively before we get on your content?
I think just consistency. How long have we talked about that? You know, when you were with AMP, you know, that was the biggest thing. Consistency, commitment, and I think expansion from things that are just outside of the six of us. You know, to just give an example, I think what RDC has done with DreamCon is just admirable. That's fire. I'm popping out to that too, but just expansion outside of just the six of us and then consistency, you know, I don't know. We the fact that we're not in every Monday, two and a half years in is kind of nuts looking.
With the projects y'all done though, and how big they've become, do you think like being consistent is even, that should be a priority, or is it just trying to get the best product out there when you do upload, even though it's like 2 to 3 times a month?
Yeah, I think consistency can still happen though, just because like the team is a lot bigger. I mean, we are doing things like going out to Vegas for road trips and like, you know, doing stuff with FaZe in the NFL now. But I think we're still capable of hitting four in a row, just because like we have a lot more of a team now. So, you know. I think consistency still, we got 4 videos a month is not hard. At 30 days, I don't know, that can get done. That can get done.
Let's ask the hard hitting questions.
Ain't no questions hard hitting, my brother.
You've seen Overtime Megan before, I'm assuming.
Yes.
What?
I seen her in person once.
OT Meg.
You seen her in person once she came to the Overtime Arena?
Oh, no, it's twice. She went to the OT Arena, and then she came to the crib once.
Okay. So with that being said, are you hitting the slopes? Listen, that's not the...
What is that?
Do you like to go skiing? Do you partake in skiing, Davis? You like to go skiing?
I've never skied once in my life.
Let me ask, if it's snowing, are you going?
Like, this is not about snow. This is about white women, I'm assuming.
No, this is, that is the snow. That's the snow I like.
Jesus Christ, man. You niggas.
Bro.
Call me Sean White, baby. Bro. Hey.
Hey, man, everyone's beautiful. Everyone's beautiful in their own ways.
No, listen, you know? The overtime thing, how was your experience with overtime? Be honest. Like, this is an interviewee, but be honest. And I'm gonna keep you honest if you don't want to be honest. Be honest. How was the experience with overtime?
Keep me honest then. I like, bro, what the hell? Come on, y'all. Yo, Bezos.
Hey, shut up.
You got rid of Black History Month. Bezos, you
did do
that.
This is crazy.
You did do that.
Nah, I kept my
pants. Really
that's how I do it.
I kept my
glass half full type shit. Come on, guys. Come on.
Okay. Nah, he dead ass don't. Yeah, you don't like Black History Month. Overtime shit was fun just because I never did anything on that level. And the players is mad dope. I tell the story all the time. I went to a park takeover a few months into the overtime deal, and I got fucking mobbed. I don't know why. Out of nowhere, niggas just said, "Oh, that's Davis." That niggas mobbed me, and then three of the OT players actually came and helped sort me out of that crowd and just get into a non mobbed environment. So the players is cool. The arena's fire. And they let us use it for videos too. So, like, no, like, honestly, I have no complaints with it. It's pretty fun.
Talk about the bad things, bro. Stop it. Talk about the things that you hated from the overtime experience, bro.
Yeah, we heard otherwise, bro. We heard from some libel sources.
Tell me what you've heard. I've had no problems with overtime at all.
Listen,
you told me, Omar. You told me.
I don't even know what Dom was talking about. But
you remember what Ann said? Ann said any organization that's just allowing people like Omar and AMP just to roam freely. Like, they can't be crazy. They can't be like that.
Is this something that you would seek to do again?
100%. Before the season was over, I told him I'm trying to run it back.
Yeah, you fuck with them overtime niggas. So where do they go after they graduate?
Like, and they going to the league, my brother.
Yeah, he's being PC. He's being PC. That's exactly what I needed to know. You be a PC.
What does PC mean?
You think the whole team's going to the league.
What does that mean?
Like, you think awesome beyond nice boy shit. Like, you ain't gonna say nothing to piss nobody off. Yeah.
Y'all want me to say some shit, talk about some people
I don't even
I have problems with anything, I'm very blunt. You know?
So who do you have problems with?
I fuck with overtime heavy.
What's really grinding your gears, Davis?
What's grinding your gears? Just random shit that you don't like.
Random shit you just don't like.
You do call me or text me about stuff that grinds your gears, like, quite often.
Talk to me. What do I do? Oh!
Spring break.
Yeah, I started.
Whole phases.
Oh, the spring break shit was crazy corny, bro. Because, look, we went to spring break. And talk about this on another podcast, but I'm gonna just sim over real quick, bro. I posted a video asking why do people go to Spring Break Miami, because, like, low key, the premise of it was like a little bit corny. I ain't gonna lie. So the video like did good or whatever, and then when it hit the suggested is when, you know, all the newcomers see it, and people was like, "This whack ass virgin, you don't get no bit." Like, you're just killing me. I was like, bro, just because I don't want to do traditionally what y'all do, which is just low key just walk around the strip and be like, Damn, she bad. Yeah. Like niggas was frying me alive for that, and I just thought that was corny. That's it.
Wait, where were they commenting that? Getting bitches on the strip. Was it on like a Duke video or something?
Oh, it was on my video. It was on my video.
Okay.
So when do you feel like you should stop going on spring break then?
The age. Is there age? When do you stop having spring break? 21, right? You don't have spring break for jobs, do you?
No. You don't have spring break.
Yeah,
you
don't. Nigga said spring break for jobs. Yo, you're nasty.
Wait, chill. I'm being genuine right now. Yeah, no, probably after 21. Damn, I'm 22. I can't go next year. Fuck.
You didn't yes. go. You didn't See, go in I the did. First place.
I did go. I went. I went last year.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Let me read these two super chats. Polo Boy says, Sage carry y'all for real. Nobody cares about Russell from Up, Frozone, and Wami.
Oh.
I'm guessing I'm
one of those Frozone. Racist.
Yeah, I'm about to say, one's just straight up racist.
One's just racist. One's just dick suck. Hey, man, Wami Warriors are nice.
I'm about to say, Wami's not even an insult.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not going to lie. Those are the craziest glasses I've ever seen.
And then Eric Huncho says, tell bro with the BBL stop lying. And I didn't know the truth was corny.
What?
What truth?
Who got a BBL? Who's bro with the... Oh, he's talking about Davis.
I don't know what they're talking
about. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Davis, let me ask you, because we do got a lot of members. We got a couple MVP members.
Okay.
They had a couple questions for me to ask you. Well, not even a couple. They had just one. Do you embrace the Kyle Lowry comparison?
Kyle Lowry is a bucket, and I'm a bucket. So, shit, what can I say?
Do you embrace the aesthetic Kyle Lowry comparison?
I'm about to say that's not the B word I was thinking of.
In terms of like
how you look on the floor. Facts, yeah,
definitely how he looks.
Yeah, 100%. How we look on the floor. I think both of us really try to just get the win by any means possible.
Any means.
But while we're talking about on the floor, can we talk about how every time I play Omar, I shit on him in basketball? I promise you this is facts.
Uh-oh.
I promise you this is facts.
But I'll allow it. What the fuck?
The only time he beat me was 6-7, and I dead ass stopped playing.
Omar said every time he gets challenged, he wins. Every time
Davis, how many times have we played one-on-one?
Three, and I won two, and you won one by 1 point.
No, that's not true.
What are the real numbers, Omar?
What's the real numbers? That's not true.
What are the real numbers?
We've played three times. One of the times we didn't get to finish the game.
Yo, you're weird, bro.
The T-Jazz night you beat me.
Oh,
The next night that we went to overtime and we played on the practice court, I beat you, and then we started the next game and we didn't finish that game.
Yeah, you're lying.
What was count when y'all stopped?
One.
No, wait, Davis, stop it. Davis, you've got to stop it. You've got to stop it, bro. You've got to.
Omar, we can stream live if you want. We can one-on-one live.
You know what's crazy? We were actually live on a Discord when that happened, bro. I beat you. I beat you that one, and we didn't finish the second one. Because remember, we played for the rest of the day.
When was this?
Yeah, Omar, you're strange. He's literally, you're chatting right now, bro.
Okay.
You're chatting right now.
Bro. Like, what month was this? Like, I don't remember a Discord live stream with Davis.
I can't remember. I can't remember what it was. It was probably earlier.
Y'all see? Y'all can tell he's chatting now.
They got Sniper Jones favorited over me. I ain't gonna lie. They don't invite me over.
I thought Sniper was a bucket, though.
Yeah. Stop it,
you said
he
was better than you in basketball.
I don't, but you said he was closest to like a D1 athlete.
Yeah,
listen, in all honesty, if you ask me directly, nobody is better than me in basketball.
But you said verbatim, Sniper Jones is genuinely way better than you at basketball.
Never said that. Dick suck is crazy. The dick suck is crazy.
You said if there's any two members of AMP that can do me filthy and mess up my knees, it's Sniper Jones. And yo,
do me filthy. Davis.
That is crazy.
I hope he didn't say do me filthy.
I didn't say that. All right, Davis.
He said do me filthy and make my knees filthy. That's what he said.
Your own content. You called me a couple weeks ago and said, one on July 11th, you'll have some crazy rollout tour. Because you got something coming in the works. I'm guessing you're announcing that you'll never do anything with your 2K channel again. You're about to actually get rid of it. So what do we have to announce? Yeah, what do we have to announce?
That's not what it was at all, actually.
Okay,
and
what's the announcement?
I actually didn't finish it, so I actually wasn't going to talk about it. But no, I personally created my own shoe, and I think I'm the first in this space to really do that on it on his own, but it's not finished yet, so I wasn't gonna talk about it yet.
Oh shit! Honestly.
You partner with someone or just like?
No, I'm doing it myself, 100% myself.
100% indie shoe, okay.
Damn.
Yeah. Production line and everything, or just like one pair?
100% production line, everything.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Damn. But we the rollout got delayed like shit because just materials coming in, honestly. But I'm trying to do everything in America, man. So, you know, it's a little bit more expensive.
You fuck with America, huh?
Capitalist body.
And Africa.
This nigga Davis right here. Why did you do your own shoe? Like, what makes you?
Honestly, I wanted to just make something unique. And I don't know. You could tell, like, by my car wraps and stuff. And I'm not sure if I ever showed you the other whip I pre-ordered. I like just futuristic stuff. So I just kind of wanted to do something that is futuristic and unique. I don't know. I feel like, and plus, like I said, I don't think anyone in my space has created their own shoe. People don't even create, like, athletes don't even create their own shoe. They're like, they Nike or Adidas or, you know, if you're Curry, Under Armour.
Was that a sneak diss to Curry?
No, what the fuck? LeBron is better than him, but we don't got to talk about that.
Still.
How much better? How much better?
Light years.
Oh, light years. But Curry, years.
What?
But if LeBron's a 10, what is Curry?
LeBron's not a 10.
I was just asking.
Even if the scale is 10, he's 15. And then Curry's like 9, bro.
Oh.
Okay, so let me ask, what would Curry have to do to be better than LeBron James in the mind of Davis?
He can't. Win 8 championships.
Win 8 championships.
Win 8 chips to finally surpass LeBron James. You got double his
own. I respect it.
No, but this because, like, look at the rings he's winning versus LeBron's winning, bro. Come on.
What's wrong with this ring?
What's wrong with the ring you just got?
That was a W ring. The 2016 ring, Bron got, that's the hardest ring of all time. That should count for 3 rings. I'm serious, too.
What kind of LeBron fan shit is that?
They did say that when that shit happened. Yo, this really counts as like 2 rings.
How many did Dirk count for?
KD like half a ring.
How many did Dirk count for? Because Dirk beat Bron.
Hey, let's move on.
Four.
Okay. What about your Hawks though? What about your Hawks? What are they doing this season? Because honestly, they still got John Collins.
Hey, you seen Trae Young's was it dad? He liked the tweet about John Collins not being a creative shot. I don't know, bro. They got me so excited the year before last year when they had a chance to go to the finals and they lost to the Bucks. And, I don't know. I just broke my heart, but I always root for the Hawks, man.
You thought they had a shot?
100%. 100%.
Just because you get to the Eastern Conference Finals does not mean you have a shot at going to the finals, David.
No, they were playing the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals.
But I'm saying just because they got there doesn't mean they really had a shot. Like who do they beat? They beat the Sixers and who?
They beat the Ben Simmons drama Sixers and the Knicks with Julius Randle shooting like
Julius Foolius Randle
12%, almost literally.
Nah,
she was crazy.
Cut him Julius Foolius.
That nigga's a fraud.
Who else would have beat the Knicks that year, bro? Stop it.
Real quick, shout out to GVC, new MVP member. Yes, sir.
Love to see it.
Okay, so with the Davis channel, it's Davis, I'm Davis, we're Davis, us Davis. It seems like you're branching away from content with the shoe. Well, let me go back, and I don't know how much you really want to speak on it. What are your plans for the shoe as a whole? Like, are you just going to create more shoes, or this is like a clothing line type opportunity? You want to give it away? Not give it away for cheap, but sell it for cheap.
It's not going to be expensive. And I'm gonna text it to you, Omar, so you can check it out and give me your honest opinions. Actually, can I do that live? Am I still here?
Yeah.
Why would you do this live? Here, right? Just do this. I hate you. yes, you're still here, David.
But it's just a shoe. It's not a clothing line. It's honestly, like I said, I just honestly had the vision one day, and I legitimately just believe in it. I don't know. Have you ever just had something come to your head and you just genuinely believe in it? That's what I've been.
Yeah.
That's that Omar. Yeah.
Okay. This podcast. I'm going to say,
hi. That is like, yeah.
Oh, I like it.
Damn, minimalistic. Silence, what the fuck?
Crazy. And the packaging.
Very, very minimalistic. Packaging is crazy.
And the packaging.
Yeah.
So, okay. So with that being said, are you stepping away from content for a minute? Are you, what are you doing with your own personal channel?
No, not I just, I've been, even though, no, that's not for, but I'm still doing content. I have like a few people working on it right now, which is why I thought I was going to get it out by the time this podcast came out, but it just didn't happen. I don't know. But now I'm still doing content. Content is my primary thing. I actually think I'm uploading the most this month out of any other month ever. So content is my primary thing. Just getting my own, building my own individual audience, trying to just, I don't know, just be more of me. I think that that's what YouTube lacks a lot. People trying to be other people. I don't know.
Well, since you mentioned it, do you have plans for the 2K launches here, or are you just going to not even try?
No, I'll play day one for sure. I'll play day one for sure.
Just get that quick.
Who doesn't play 2K when it comes out? You know, like,
exactly.
Like, I mean, I personally feel like
You said what?
No, I was saying, I personally think, Davis, I feel like everybody should get back into 2K this year, because this year in 2K is kind of a, this is going to be a big year for 2K.
Again?
That's what we say every, thank you. No, it's different every year.
No, it's different this year. It's different
this
year.
No, it's not.
No.
He said it was different last year.
This is like, chat, for Damo to kill me every time the real life NBA draft comes around for saying the same thing. This is the same exact thing, bro.
No, it's not, man.
Yes, it is.
You want to know why it's different?
Why?
Davis, there's one man that can save this community. There's only one man that can save this community. You're looking at him.
Jesus Christ.
I will turn to 2K. I will single-handedly bring back the fun.
No.
Davis deadass had to look at his phone.
He had to look at the phone like, who the fuck am I talking to?
No, I was dead.
Hey, who's saving the 2K community? Like,
it wasn't him? Oh, who the fuck? him. Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah, listen, man. I'm telling you.
How are you gonna bring back the fun in 2K?
Step one, cop a P5. That's all I need. Okay.
You do need a P5.
Hey, you know what? Truth is, though, 2K content will never thrive at its peak as long as the games are split into two.
Facts. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. True. So it'll just never get the same amount of
that
views.
Current gen search is gonna fuck your shit up.
Every it's already time. Split 100%. By console, yeah. And then they're gonna split it by generation, or it has been.
Like, that's yeah. And it's like, for some reason, this didn't happen with the PlayStation 4. When the PlayStation 4 came out, 2K views were at an all time high. Like, I'm talking about, if you just had that shit, you cut it on a stream, you just pulling like crazy numbers, you know. So I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's because it was COVID or
they sold y'all what crazy.
Yeah, when it came out, the P5 came out, nobody could get it. Niggas low-key still can't get it, hang on.
I mean, it's just not much has changed when it comes to 2K. Like, it's not, like, going from 2K14, 360 and P3 and jumping to the Xbox One and P4, like, I remember seeing Chris Move drop that first My Career intro.
And I was impressed.
Like, it was like, yo, this is something we've never seen before. They're not doing that anymore. And it's not even just the My Career thing. It's the game. We've had the same game modes since 2K14. Like, it's nothing new.
So my question
new.
To you is, can that ever happen? Is there ever going to be a game? Is it even possible for a game to cut on and be like, whoa, this looks so much better? How much better do graphics get from where they are?
It's not even about looking better. It's just about doing different things. Like, one thing I seen that kind of excited me, I seen the rumors of it's supposed to be a cross-plat and type shit like that. And maybe it's not true. And the first time I seen it, I was like, this feels like bait. But I'm going to take it, because who wouldn't take 2K bait right now? Like, we need it. I'm just saying enough. Stuff like that. Like, being cross... Okay. You're sun-gazing. All right. Gazer. All right.
Gazer.
I'm talking. He just started looking at a plane flying by. All right. My bad, Davis. I'll wrap it up, bro. I'll land.
I'm listening.
Oh,
God damn.
He just started looking at the sky. I'm like,
great day. Fuck.
Dang.
This guy's going again.
I'm listening.
But I'm just saying, when it comes to 2K, it's just about like doing different things and still gazing. Oh,
are we living in a dream?
I hate y'all niggas, bro. I'm landed.
Different things. Man,
see, that's the problem with 2K right there. Shit boring.
2K is always going to be viewed boring until they add like a ton of new game modes, make it a bit arcadey. Stop trying to be realistic, bro. You can't do it. Niggas going to cheese no matter what. So, like, just stop trying to be realistic.
Yep. Bro, Sage, there's no reason why we sat in Discord for 5 hours while the Xbox niggas played and repeatedly lost, mind you. Yeah, and you niggas just, you commented. We captivated about 30 niggas for 7 hours from like 1 to 6 with Sage just commentating what we're doing. Listen to us rage and argue. And that shit was entertaining. Bruh. I'm telling you now, bro, it's about the content creators and the nigga in the community, bro. If you get that, like, if you get the genuine 2K vibes back, it's still there. Like, it never
for so long, though. There. It ain't gonna last for me doing that shit. It ain't gonna last for, like, if I was a 2K YouTuber and that was my shit, first of all, I would be ass because I'm just commentating. But second, the shit would last.
Fuck the new media.
New media, and it is definitely not fuck the new media. Hell no. But that shit would last for like a couple months. The problem with 2K is the 2K cycle is so painful. Davis, no offense to the 2K YouTubers. The shit is quite literally first month. Yo, this is actually an improvement. Oh my god, I like this. I like that. Next 2 months, niggas settle down. Next 3, and I mean after month 4, everything passed it. No matter what, 2K could have LeBron himself in the studio shooting jump shots and be like, "This shit don't even look like LeBron for real," but that shit ass. So it just don't matter. It just does not matter to me. They need to do a lot to get the fans back at this point.
But it don't even matter, though, because, like, no matter what, people are going to be unhappy. You know, I'll never forget. Niggas was saying 16 was bad when 16 was out, you know? Facts. Like, so no one will be happy.
Yeah, and niggas won't be happy either, because I remember back in like the 15, 16 days, niggas begged, "Yo, I'm so sick of just being this one little park, and you just instantly go to a different park, bro. I need to be able to run to the parks and be in the city. I want to go to the boat.
I want
to
play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I want this shit to be so crazy." Yep. So once it got like that, one nigga said, "Bro, this
is not GTA,
city,
bro. What the fuck?
This big ass city. Yeah. I'm running around and seeing NPCs. What is this GTA? Like, they give us what we asked for years ago, and niggas just bitching on still." So niggas aren't
and it's literally hard. The city, no funny stuff. The city is literally hard. The reason like it don't get no love is because it's on PS5. Nobody has a PS5. So how are people even gonna connect to it or relate to it? They can't even play it.
If the city fast traveled, there would be no complaints. If you didn't have to fucking dribble a ball for like hours, it'd be no complaints. Nobody would bitch about the city. But y'all spitting in terms of like niggas not being happy because 2K22 is now being compared to 2K18 nowadays. Apparently, that's
a thing.
I say this as a nigga that, like, chat, if I got to keep proving this every day, so be it. As a nigga that's actually confident, let alone just damn good at 2K, bro, y'all, I know y'all some shit talking about this.
Are you good?
I'm definitely good. I know I'm good. I'm good at 2K.
Okay.
as I was saying, nah, like, niggas are bitching about like jump shots and defense. Yo, 2K18, you could dead ass have this podcast. I was even sitting in the corner. All you need Davis to do is walk down the court, flick his right stick back, and green a shot. And there's nothing nobody can do that.
Or left right blow by.
Nothing. Like literally nobody on this earth would stop him. Because that's how wild 2K18 was. It's just an awful dog shit game. You just need to snatch back. It's just a matter of who does what. 2K18 had the worst mockery story. There's so much shit about that goddamn game.
Street ball to get into the NBA, got it, bro.
The concept of actually earning rep by playing like park games just like that was probably the only, like how your my career and rec and park all overlap with your overall type shit. That was the only thing that was taken away from 18 that was good. Other than that, I'm not gonna lie, 2K's been downhill ever since. After the first weekend, you go on YouTube and it's best build, glass cleaning, stretch, two-way, playmaking, glass cleaner. Like, all right, bro. Like, everyone now has 30 million of these same fucking builds. And then what happens? It gets overpowered. It gets patched. Now niggas wasted $60 to $120 on this fucking build that's been patched within the first month. That's half the player count right there not playing no more. Because niggas ain't spending more money. Then niggas is making 5-10 builds. Half those get patched. They don't want to play no more. And then 2K becomes this fucking wasteland of cheesy ass YouTube builds. There's no originality no more. No one wants to make their build. They want to make a cheesy build. They want to make the best build possible. Which, how in 24 hours do you know this build without all its badges, without all its upgrades, this is the best build? Like,
yeah, right, your test run isn't even like a if 2K was dead ass about making a fire game. Oh shit. But if 2K was dead ass about making a fire game, Chad, and I'll repeat it or brief it when Davis gets back. How about when you test your build, you know, when you like fill the bar up, put the badges on? How about there's like a 3-part game sample size that you can play? A 3 or 5-part game sample size when you make your new build, you put all the badges in the part to see if that nigga's actually like that. Instead of playing the fucking Toronto Raptors or the Golden State Warriors with all your fucking badges. Of course. Oh, I had 200 on them in the first quarter. Yeah, I fucking bet, nigga. You greened on pro. You weren't even able to change the difficulty. So I fucking bet that you cooked them. We hear you now. You kept lagging out.
I hear y'all literally in slow motion right now. Like,
you're... sit the fuck down.
You dizzy? Okay, oh, no, it's just fine. He actually chopped. He chopped.
What the fuck? Is 2K a bad game or are views just down?
Oh, look at this thing of B-Souls.
That's the real question to ask.
Souls is crazy. Souls is chill, gang.
No, seriously. Would content creators view 2K22 as a bad game if they were averaging 400K per view, per video?
That's a hell of a question. I want to answer when you get back. I would say no.
Because personally, I think 22 was a fine game.
22 was not nearly as bad as fucking 18, but let alone a lot of other games.
Gameplay wise, I mean,
I'd say 22 is definitely better than 21. A lot of people, what they do, 2K is in the 2-year cycle right now. So every 2 years, the 2K from 2 years ago was fucking fire. I've been told niggas when it dropped at 19 was arguably one of the best, and it took 2 years for niggas to recognize that. So,
yo, why are people saying 2K? Bro, I've been seeing.
Yeah.
You know, Aiden's my boy and all. People say 2K20 is good right now. What the hell?
Thank you. 2K20 is not a good 2K. Thank you, Davis.
The only reason they're saying that, and that's why I asked that question, the only reason they're saying that is because 2K20 was the last game where views were high on YouTube.
100%. And the problem is, I compare 2Ks by what was before them, right? So even though 17 is good in the grand scheme of things, 17 is bad to me because it's a worse version of 16, you know? Same thing with 20. It's a worse version of 19. So even though 20 and 17 are low-key better than, like, 22 and 21 and all that stuff, those are still bad because, like, in my eyes, they're copies of the previous games, you know? Exactly. But I don't know.
You didn't think 20 was better than 19?
No. 19 what? Top 3, and it's not. That ain't a question.
Whoa.
No.
19 is top 3 at worst 4. At worst 4.
100%. 100%. Oof. It's probably what? It's probably 16, 11.
And then 19 or 17.
19, 17, yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Y'all youngies don't know 2K, man. That's crazy. Y'all some young
guys. 11?
What you about to say, 2K10 or some shit?
No. Like, hey, man, let Unk put y'all on, man. Let a real old. Brother. Been playing since 2K3.
That's not right. New.
Since, I'm
not,
oh, my God.
I'm just saying, young, bro.
I'm 25.
Okay.
I was playing live until then.
Coming up next year, we'll make my 20-year anniversary of playing 2K. All right. So I feel like I'm well established to make this comment. All right. 2K probably 12. Underrated 2K, one of the best. 12 was actually 12.
You mean the game where you could throw an alley-oop, a contested alley-oop every possession?
Yeah, thank you. Yes. You mean the
ugly ass layup, bro? Oh my God. Bro, every time you go for a layup, it's the same animation.
Speaking of animations, let you get a rebound and push R2. Your player quite literally throws the ball like a fucking Kamehameha forward. What is happening?
Oh, wow. I remember
that.
Listen, all I need y'all to do is look at y'all cameras. 11, 12, 13, bro.
And then 14 for expectation's sake is up there, too.
Release, chat. Nasty. Release. Because they're trying to put you in a genjutsu and convince y'all that their 2Ks was more fun. Listen. 12 was peak 2K, all right? When you got Klay Thompson, and his face was white, but his arms were black, you knew you were playing a real game, all right? You knew you were playing a real balanced game. All right, 12 was fun. 14, underrated.
14 is underrated for expectation.
Yeah, 100%.
For expectation alone, I'd say 14.
And for what it did for the basketball market, I'm sorry, 2K10, Sage, it is on top. It is top three, bro. 2K10 is top three, bro.
2K10 is not
top three. I got a question for you.
Game, bro.
Gameplay matters at some point.
Is 17 better than 15?
Because 17 is better. It's not more fun. It's better. It's definitely better.
I would say 17 was better, but 15 was just so much more fun, man. Yeah,
you can't. You can't tell. You can't tell me a game where all like a fucking 5-year-old could break it in 2 seconds, have a 7-foot headless demigod with the same animations is better.
All you have to do is just learn that jump shot.
It was fun though.
Wait, but let's not make it seem like that was like the whole year. That happened in like fucking June or July.
No, okay. We all understand that everybody copies like the playmaking builds and stuff nowadays. Literally, you were trolling if you did not have LaMarcus Aldridge on. And 2K15. You were literally trolling. James Harden step back. What is like behind the back six or something? The one where you
crossover,
throw the ball.
Crossover 16.
Exactly. Crossover 16. You were literally trolling.
Wasn't that the
trolling.
Wide shit that you left right away?
Yeah. You were literally trolling.
I would kill to be able to play that again, bro.
Yeah,
that
I would. So I would. That shit was
that
fun.
Was peak. That was peak fun. I ain't gonna lie. That was.
I had a bit more fun on 16, but 15. Is up there.
Nah, the moment we went straight all 5-7-3 demigods in the wreck for the first time, changed the game.
It's not even basketball at that point. Yeah, I don't even know if they had the record that 2K, but it's not
called
even
us the Monstars, nigga. It was fun.
Now, that was dead as summer, like the whole summer was filled with glitched players. Like that was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
But I had one man, he thought he was slick. He made a 7-3 center. But he still had all the badges sitting on the animation. He just knew, like, if they crack down on y'all, they're going to get y'all 7-3 point guards. I'm a 7-3 center. I got this. I'm like, all right, bro. You got fuck out. You got
big
all
brain
the playmaking
head
badges.
Ass. Okay, yeah, you just crossing up the point guards. Nobody's going to get onto you, bro. Genius.
Yeah, bro, they're not going to catch you, bro.
Nah, and at 11, for those that would ask why I should cut out 2K10, but 11's still up there. 11's game mode, so, though. And that's just simple.
Oh, my
God. 11 game modes. GG.
Crew back
GG.
In the day.
Crew is by far the best game mode of all time, and they just said fuck it. It's crazy.
Somebody has been talking about Davis's ass this whole time we've had a 2K conversation.
I looked at it. Somebody said, I wish my girl had an ass like Davis, and that's so crazy.
That is.
Since Ja think he can cook Prime Jordan, how much do y'all have him have on him?
Have on him. One, like bet on him? I'm not betting.
Have on him.
Not betting
1v1 against Jordan.
Wasn't that a ball sack to me?
Yeah, I thought it was a sack.
I think he's retarded.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I thought that was a sack, though.
He said he just wanted to play in Jordan's era in the actual interview, and then everyone else got ball sack talking about, everyone else is
choice. Yeah, like the sack report was like Curry, like the superstar thing, right? Like Curry, Trey, all them shits, and MJ, it was just one superstar thing.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be a close game.
No.
I mean, I personally think Ja's going to
beat
him.
It would probably be a close game. Why do we act like Michael Jordan just that much better than them?
Oh, God. I forgot we're talking to two of them. We got two of them this episode. I'm tripping. Yeah, shit.
I don't think so.
God damn it.
Yeah, no. He's not that.
Michael Jordan would damn near skunk him.
Bro, in you put ball on Jordan.
That's crazy.
Damn
near that's crazy. That's crazy.
Damn near Michael Jordan.
It's 11 to be like
11. Better version of
if it's first of all, if it's make it take it, I mean that. And then if like I actually mean that, if it's make it take it, and if it's not make it take it, Michael Jordan easily wins still.
Bro, if they're going to 11,
can't guard him. He can't guard him.
11-5 on him.
Okay, exactly. Like
11-7.
These are NBA players. Why act like they're not going to score? Like,
we're talking about NBA players.
They're
NBA players, and there's levels in the NBA. There's levels in the NBA.
Souls and Sage. Sage and Souls, however you want to do it. Listen, you throw Paul George back in the 90s, he 1v1s Michael Jordan. Who's winning?
Paul George.
Paul George is winning.
It's going to be a closer 100%. Game. Just matchup-wise, it's going to be a closer game. It'll be like 11-9.
It'd be more contested.
One on one half court, you could take it.
Thank you.
Yeah, with Jordan,
because Paul George would be a more of a defensive challenge on both, truthfully, on both sides. It'd be a closer game, but Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm.
You put Gerald Green in the 90s, he averaged
Jesus Christ.
He went low. He went Gerald Green.
Gerald Green.
I'm being serious.
NBA, I just don't know why you think an NBA superstar is just Our NBA stars are getting skunked. Like, skunked is crazy, Sage. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, if you take me very literally, then so be it. But, like, 11-3, 11.
Do you think, like Ja would be like,
getting done up. Man. He's getting done up.
Oh, man, I can't dribble the ball all of a sudden.
No, nobody. Who's saying that? Who you imagined in your own genjutsu. Motherfucker made up his own shit. Nobody said that.
Is MJ even
nobody said that.
Hey, Josh checking to the half court. No cap. Going down. Bruh,
MJ's going to hit that bullshit ass palm the basketball shit, and Josh's going to go nowhere. He's going to be on fucking purgatory.
This is like the definition of what Bron sexuals and literally, would say about my good Jordan in 1v1. This is verbatim.
But if you're talking about LeBron... Come on now, like who's
LeBron could beat Michael Jordan 1-on-1. Like both could, yes. Maybe they'll believe us now, Chad. Hold on. LeBron James actually could win in a 1v1.
Ja's hitting MJ with a left to right crossover, and I mean that's just the end of it.
And Jordan's going down. He couldn't guard Tim Hardaway Jr.'s crossover. I challenge y'all to go watch Tim Hardaway Jr. do a crossover. Go look at that and tell me a nigga like Ja coming back doing quadruple that. Is it gonna make Jordan be like, all right, let me start trying to hand check this young boy real quick? Like,
jumping shit, chill, bro. like the fact that Ja's athleticism doesn't even solo MJ should speak for itself. But all right, yeah, I guess.
I mean, but
shout out. I don't even want to sound like I'm hating on Ja because I'm not.
No, that's a bad analogy.
How is that a bad analogy? That's not even an analogy.
No, not even. I'm sorry. That was the wrong word to use. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You went to college. My fault, guys. Wrong word to use. But listen. If you look at the historically athletic guys, it's not like today's athletes are washing them. Gary Payton. Gilbert Arenas said it best, bro. Niggas are still jumping as high as they did back when Jordan was like setting records for fucking vertical and Dominique Wilkins vertical and shit like that. Niggas got the same vertical. They're just doing different shit. So instead of fucking a full extension windmill, now niggas is trying to 360 between the legs. It's not that niggas are more athletic, just more creative. So a nigga like Michael Jordan genuinely might be more athletic than Ja. Like, no cap.
I'm glad y'all know
he actually is more athletic than Ja.
I'm about to say, I'm
so
glad
it's not like
that.
Niggas think Ja can run and jump. So it's like, no, I would hope niggas don't think Ja's more athletic than Jordan. Jordan was a fucking freak. That's why I told him I'm like Santa Claus or Wilt Chamberlain. Hey, like, the nigga's a myth. Hey,
little freak.
All right, well, I'm glad y'all ain't coming from that perspective.
Yo.
Nah, but if any player's gonna like skunk people, it's gonna be LeBron because he's 6'8", 250, 260, 270. Just mobile.
If prime LeBron could skunk Ja, so good MJ, bro.
Davis, are you coming to the meetup? That is the question from the
Super Jesus Christ.
What meetup?
It's crazy because you've been here twice, so he technically has asked you this before.
We're having a Let's Keep It a Buck meetup. When we get to 100K, we're like 20K away, so
it's not happening.
We wanted to come to the meetup.
We'll discuss. I don't know where to meet it because the way he spelled meetup doesn't sound, you know, like an actual meet and greet. It sounds more like something else, you know.
Yeah, and somebody wanted to say shout out to Omer Caspi. That's his
daughter. His jumper in, like, what, was it 14 or 15 was nuts. I don't
know. He had a broken year.
Yo, stop just saying words. Listen, before we drop the Q&A link, I want to play this video and just ask Davis's reaction. If you can hear it, I think on mobile you probably can hear it.
Hey, y'all. It's The Real Vanessa here for day 18 of my 30-day 16-bar challenge. And the topic today is Mary Jane. So let's get into it. I'm a puff on that dro, let the positive in, let the negative go. I'm a smoke 5 blunts in a row. I'm really high but gonna lie low. Spark that shit cause I'm feeling stressed, and after I smoke now I'm feeling best. Weed or liquor, there's no contest. For your health, plants really are the best. Ain't nothing can do what a J can. I've always got space in my plans. I'd rather smoke than chill with a man. Disappoint? That loud never can. I'm a smoke till the day I die. Never gonna quit, never gonna try. On this plant, I heavy rely, but I ain't embarrassed. Now let's go get high. All right, y'all. Hopefully you like that one. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.
Is it fucked up if I hate a human? like at this point, no, man. Y'all go ahead, bro.
I hate that chuckle she has at the end. That should annoy me.
All right, y'all. Shut the fuck up.
Catch y'all on the next one, day 19.
I don't know why that irritated me, bro. There's no reason to irritate me how much it did. No,
that's just wrong. The Obama one is by far the best one. So my question, who is he?
I'm just.
Oh, so between her and Overtime Megan, who you got?
Jesus, yeah, what's up with you, bro? I'm in a relationship, bro. Come on, tighten up, bro.
No, I'm just saying as artists.
Overtime Megan's not an artist, bro. Tighten up, bro. She's not,
as creators.
Not. As creators, yeah, as creators.
I don't know. I've never seen anything Overtime Megan's created, and that's all.
You could object. You could just say who's cuter, though. Like, you can say that. Like,
bro. I saw a video of Overtime Megan giving her top 10 all time, and someone like had the Bleacher Report article, and it was the exact order. That shit was nuts.
Yeah, why is Overtime Megan the topic of discussion? Who did she piss off in here, bro? What she do to y'all?
No. It's not that. I do hate fake. Like the bunnies. I hate fake like women basketball account that don't know.
I don't think she's a fake basketball fan.
I don't know, man. She drops a top 10 list that was clearly Bleacher Reports, bro. That
she read Bleacher Reports top 10. And sometimes I switch LeBron and Jordan, but for this reason, when you read it directly off,
they're so interchangeable.
I gotta go with Jordan as the number one. Come on, bro. She read that shit. That's fake. Yeah, she's fake. She's fake.
Man,
I don't know who that is. Could be an NPC.
I don't even know. My brother, I ain't see the list.
Okay. One question before we go into the Q&A. We gotta get the clip for the producer cruise. Listen, you get one shot. If you make it, you get money. A layup is 20K. A free throw is 50K. Corner three is 100K. And top of the key three is 200K. Which shot are you taking?
What's the layup?
20K.
Layup.
And then what's the free throw? And then what's the other one? What's the free throw?
Free throw is 50K. Corner three is 100K. And three from the top of the key is 200K.
I'm taking 20 bands. I'm taking 20 bands and running.
Wait. Let me do this for the activity. You get five practice shots.
Top of the key. You give me five shots, nigga.
Yeah. No, you don't get five shots. You get five practice shots.
No,
right?
Exactly. You give me five practice shots.
Yeah, if I can get warmed up, I'm taking top.
Yeah, me warmed up. I don't miss even when I'm not.
I'm who Cash Nasty thinks he is, nigga. Yeah, if I don't have to
come through that bitch with like putting the book bag down, let me get a shot, bro. Like if it's not that, if I actually have been in the gym, yeah, I'm taking top key. Taking top key all day. Layup is a strong two, though. Layup's
top of
two.
The key. If I'm feeling real unconfident, free throw. I'm a marvelous free throw shooter. That's a layup. Yeah. A free throw is a layup for me. So
I feel like the pressure isn't shooting. I feel like the range don't matter when you at the fucking 3-point line because I'm not going to shoot from fucking 40. So I don't think the range is the issue. I think it's just a matter of like, do I feel like shooting the ball? Do I feel like laying it up?
Yeah,
I'd probably say layup.
I mean, like I said,
I've smoked an important layup before, though, so it happened.
I cry. If I missed a $20,000 layup, I'd move.
You think that's the one where you decide to practice? Oh, let me see what my spin is like.
Oh yeah, you miss four shots. You get one more shot. Let me see this layup real quick.
Let me see what the English. I think you go into that bitch with like textbook form, same hand. You know, or opposite hand, opposite foot. Like you go in there pretty
good. I'm not practicing the layup, bro. I'll miss this shit. I miss this shit out the second one.
I'm laying that bitch up with two hands.
I'm gonna be in my own. Oh yeah, I'm gonna lay that up like a bad bitch. So make sure that bitch good. Fuck it.
I'm doing the opposite, bro. That. No cap.
I might try to dunk that bitch. I ain't gonna lie.
You need to say how much you get for dunking. That's crazy.
You're not athletic anymore.
Davis, I'm more athletic than you. What are you talking about?
No, you're not.
What makes you say that?
I'm faster than you. I can jump higher than you. I'm stronger than you.
Davis just said he's a superior athlete all around.
100%.
Wait, Davis, can Omar touch backward?
Listen. He's not. And we know Davis is lying. Davis did that fake me out dunk series that one time. And this nigga thinks he's the athlete of the world.
Look, look, here's proof that Omar's not athletic. If you go on Shaquille O'Neal's Instagram, there's a video of Omar getting torched.
On Shaquille O'Neal's
on Shaq's Instagram?
On Shaq's Instagram.
I don't know if that's Omar.
Is it the T-Jazz book?
It is the T-Jazz book.
Oh, man. Did I tell you?
And it's just on Shaq's Instagram forever?
Even in movies, I've never, ever seen something as disrespectful as that ever. And I think even when you're like married,
tastes fantastic, bro. This is
that nigga said Bo Cruz could never do what T-Jazz did to you.
I would never, I could never even envision that. Like, they couldn't even write that down. What happened?
I don't even think what you're saying is true about it being on Shaq's thing forever, too.
Oh, I don't know. Is it on there? Is it gone now? He might have felt
wasn't
bad.
That an Instagram story? It was just a story.
He should have put it in the highlights.
Can you imagine he saved it? He saved that.
Yeah, I don't think he uploaded me and TJ as a reel, bro. Like,
bro said, yo, chat, like, I saw this crazy clip. I didn't want to repost it.
Y'all gotta see that shit, bro.
Y'all really gotta see this.
He was dead mad at me for like 2 weeks. After.
I wasn't. It doesn't matter. Mind you were the one that was like, yo, bro, I can't guard TJ. Somebody else.
That's
like,
yo, you know what happened? You know what happened, though? So look, let me explain myself. Anytime Tristan comes to Atlanta, I always hoop, whether it's 1-on-1, 2, just some fun stuff. I like guarding Tristan. I like guarding good ball handlers because I think I play good defense on him. I bumped knees with somebody on the other team. And I was like, I'm not mobile right now. You can make an excuse, Omar. Like, fine, bro.
What's the excuse? You're the one making the excuse. You're literally the one making an excuse right now. Yo, we bumped knees, and that's the reason why.
Bro,
I
it hurt so
guys.
Bad.
For the entirety of the day. For the entirety
bro,
of the day.
I was
day.
Not mobile, and that's a try hard. I'm not going to play him at
50%. That's a try
I'm gonna hard. Like I'm going to look like you.
So tell me what's happened. So tell me what's happened any other time you've played T-Jazz.
Mm. Great defense.
Mm. All right. This is and the cameras weren't on, right?
You know, look, man. Like I said, great defense.
T-Jazz is soloing. This is nuts. I ain't gonna lie.
Wow.
For somebody who doesn't lift any weights, I don't know how you would believe that you're stronger than me, Davis. You're
it's just something. I think it's something that just happened.
Oh,
that God blessed me with.
Oh,
you work out being stronger than
you. L-Genetics, WRNG.
You literally may work out one day out of the week, and you think that you're stronger, faster, and can jump higher than me.
Yes. Maybe.
You may work out. You have a terrible diet as well.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I feel like speed might be a constant. Is he just typically faster than you? No, or who's faster than who?
What?
I'm faster than Omar. 100% faster than
Omar. Damn.
Davis is flat-footed as fuck. And he eats nothing but McDonald's and pizza.
I haven't eaten McDonald's in 7 years.
Pockets and pizzeria.
You're chatting right now. You're chatting.
I eat
rice and salad. And chicken every day. You're lying right now, bro.
Who makes this rice salad and chicken?
We seen Davis in the flag football game, bro. We seen Davis making
plays. Davis did. We seen making plays in the flag football game, bro.
Thank you, my brothers.
Davis can't cook. Y'all just let him lie like this.
All my, I cook at a Korean barbecue every day. I can show you my expenses, bro. It's dummy expenses. I need to stop looking. I need to stop.
I cook it at Korean barbecue every day.
Every day, bro.
Please stop. Stop.
You go out to eat for every meal? Is that what you're saying?
Look, man, I'm working on it right now.
Damn, bro.
Check it
out. Great problem to have.
You want to do a little mini competition for your supporters? We can do a race. We can do a bench press contest, and we can do a jumping contest. I don't know.
Let's. Here's what I want you to do. I'm gonna invite you over to the house, and we're gonna go. I'm gonna go live on Instagram, and I have this goal right here. Okay, wait, what is it?
This is the weirdest measure of like athleticism.
And what's gonna happen is I'm gonna run full speed and try to dunk, and I want you to try to block it.
Oh,
and
shit.
I'm confident that 3 out of 3 times I'll dunk on you.
Oh,
Oh, wow.
Fuck.
And I'm confident you can't.
I ain't gonna lie,
he
dunked you 3 times, you gotta go to heaven.
I'm not letting him get out of the fact that he can't outlift me. So again, I'm almost certain that there's weights over there.
Omar, I'm gonna put you on Shaq's Instagram again, bro.
I'm almost certain that there's weights over there.
I'm telling you.
Let's lift it out. Let's lift.
Let's lift it
out. Okay. Lift it out. It's crazy.
Okay. Let's do it.
Listen, let's get these. We got a couple folks up here. James Huncho.
What the fuck? How much is a side step three from the like right side of the court?
There is no amount, so.
Damn.
Your side step is weak.
You're taking a side step three
specifically. Listen, Huncho, please, what's your question?
Oh, I just want to ask Davis how, like, what's his squatting routine? How to get
Jesus
that
fuck.
Fat ass.
I've never squatted.
That's straight. That's all I want to know.
Get him out of here.
That's a crazy question.
That's the guy that'd be on my dick. Get him out of here. Oh, fuck.
I'm about to say, that's not a guy on your dick at
all. I'm about to say.
This age partner in crime. What's Bree, up? How you doing today?
You on the
partner in crime is nuts.
I did not expect that. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Question. Wow. Didn't get a chance to think of that question. what kind of content do you have planned for the future for your channel? And are you going to go back to your gaming channel at all?
You just do this. Sweet. Sweet.
Nah, he gotta go. This nigga Davis, gazer.
No, I'm trying to answer the question. Yes, I'm gonna play 2K23. You know what's fucked up? I made a 2K video. I swore on my life it was about to be a 10 video series. I swear, like I ain't posted in 8 months. I'm about to hit y'all with 10 back to back to back to back to back to back.
Okay,
where they at?
The day I had it edited, my homeboy Cheese, he uploaded the same video. Out of thin, I was like, "There's no way." Same thumbnail, everything. So, I'm tucked now until 2K23. But yeah, I'm gonna post 2K23. Shit happens, man. I gotta be quicker. But I'm gonna post a Fall Guys video in between. I'm gonna post a Fall Guys video in between. But I'm gonna come back for 23 for sure, day one. I think everybody will too. But in terms of the other channel,
like 2K23.
Yeah, 2K23. But in terms of my IRL channel, I'm gonna do I just posted exploding food prank. I'm gonna just get real creative with it, you know.
I did watch
it. I'm trying to just, like I said, just build my own audience and just do things outside of the box.
You have
while also
audience.
Being consistent. Yeah, no, I'm saying just expand on that.
I'm sorry, yeah. I'm coming at him. I didn't mean to.
Coming at
him. I was like, did I hear that?
Coming at him as well.
Oh fuck.
Come on.
You, Bree.
All right, Bree.
Thank
Davis,
you.
Yo, how do you feel about what Peter's doing right now?
We talked about this last time.
Once a month.
I just need leave Peter alone.
I just what did Peter him. Do to you?
Yo,
bro?
That's what we need on the pod, too.
Because nobody wants to start. Nobody wants to be real. Listen. I think one of my issues, nobody wants to be real with each other. But you know what's crazy? Us as men have opportunities to be real with each other.
I'm gonna be real with you too. Peter will be and has potential to be the biggest YouTuber out of anybody I personally know. And that's genuinely what I believe. His last video,
the
50 states video.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. His last video, the 50 states video, is genuinely one of the best videos I've seen on YouTube. And I'm not saying that just because he's my man's, because I'm real with my friends all the time. I'm like, yo, this video is bad, this video is good. His shit is great. You know, I think once it finds its own audience and hits suggest and whatever, I think it'll be huge. The videos are great. And they seem like timeless videos. I think a lot of videos that lifestyle creators make aren't necessarily timeless, you know? But well, his last video was traveling 50 states in 5 days. That's a timeless. We'll watch that forever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I see. I think you disagree because you've mentioned this to me twice now. Maybe three times. Talk to me. Where's your head at?
Where's
your head at, Omar?
I just feel like
he thinks he's Jabari Smith Jr., bro. No cap.
I think a lot of stuff that like, you know, that's like some of the preconceived notions and the ideologies that a lot of people have about YouTube are just different, wrong, or it's not gonna work out specifically in the long run. So you're seeing people already like in your area or your realm, like that did 2K growing up with you. A lot of them are falling off, scrambling, trying to figure out the next thing. one person we put out there, like iPod King Carter. Have you looked at his views recently? Have you seen his channel recently? I mean, the views are just not there. We're talking about like 6,000 views.
All respect, them shits got shot.
6,000 views per video. Same okay. thing with like Gento and other creators.
One thing I'll say is that iPod is a good friend of mine. I know personally he's doing fine, so you know there's nothing to worry about. But yeah. I one thing is that I feel like honestly, with the state that 2K is in, for anyone that's exclusively doing 2K, that's just going to be a representation. Shit, if I posted 2K consistently right now, I bet you my views would not be what they once were. That's just how it goes when you're gaming, especially with gaming creators. You kind of survive on how popping the game is, which is why I, even without, you know, I stopped posting gaming videos before my lifestyle channel was even doing good. And I was like, I don't want to be a part of that no more. God damn it, that annoying ass bug. I'm going to start.
I think right there, what you just said is a preconceived notion, though.
Yeah.
Like what you just said. You can structure your content so that your views don't depend on like a video game's life cycle. Like, for example, like Corey Kenshin.
Well, look at.
But that's a 1%.
I agree, but person, that's but. Why he's Corey Kenshin, though. You know, I think I made some pretty dope shit, but when 2K flopped, shit, my shit, you know, started going on too. So it's easier said than done.
I think
if done, shit, yeah.
I think the issue is that some dude. Nah, you good. I thought she was done. I didn't mean to cut you off. But I think the issue is that some people depend on online too much. Not saying that online gameplay isn't definitely better, but some people rely on that shit too much. And for certain games, it's just not something that you need to rely heavily on. Now, 2K is not one of those games. You come on that bitch playing fucking leagues and fucking play now, which like. No, you playing it. Come on, that bitch playing just leagues, even because that's really only offline content. Shit ain't gonna work. But when it comes to like all the other games out there, if I see a gamer that's stuck, it's a good chance he's probably just relying on hype alone or online gameplay. And I feel like if you just found a way to make games enjoyable on your own, you wouldn't have that problem. But that's just me. I haven't done the game of shit.
I 100% agree. But once again, I say it's easier said than done. Like I said, I personally think I'm a pretty entertaining guy, but I think it would take me some time to just be able to post any game I wanted to. That's you know, when you build an audience, I think, especially over the course of years, I mean, I got subs from when I was 16, I'm 22 now, like I said, like you build an audience over the course of years, naturally people lose interest in you just because, I mean, I'm sure y'all don't watch the same thing y'all watched 6, 7 years ago,
like,
you know?
Like this Davis guy and I ain't funny for real no more type shit.
No, word.
But I think that that's what I'm saying, though. Like a lot of people get stuck trying to make that pivot. They either are trying to do it too late. Like you don't realize when the end is really here. So like you're either doing it too late and you haven't figured out like how to actually do that thing, how to make a lifestyle channel or how to, you know, pivot into a podcast or whatever the case may be.
100%. Stuck. Well, yeah. So what ends up happening there is you just kind of have to make a tough decision. Like, okay, I'm gonna just go balls to the wall, fully commit to the next thing, or I'm gonna try to salvage and wait for the new 2K. And ultimately, for me, it just became, I ain't gonna lie. Like I said, I will be playing 2K23. Don't get me wrong, but I knew it was bad. Like even like in the third or fourth year of me doing it, I was like, damn, it's been 2 months of 2K18 being out. And I'm already waiting for a whole another year. Now, what happens if I get to this next year, and then I have to wait for a whole another year? I'm just waiting on the cycle. Yeah. So I don't know the cycle of waiting on games and waiting on games to keep you relevant and all that stuff. Like I said, like it's what most people do. But I don't know.
And I don't even think it's just applicable to 2K though. Like I think it's like the broader question of, you know, people not being able to understand how to make pivots and stuff like that. Like. You formed, and I'm saying you, but you know, the collective formed AMP as an avenue to pivot out of that. And then before 2K completely died, you formed your IRL channel. And then you continuously grow and build. And there's so many people that I see that are just stuck. And they're like, oh, well, okay, well, I'm going to try to be the next Mr. Beast, or I'm going to try to be the next Joe Rogan podcast, or I'm going to try to be the next, I don't know, Dom 2K, you know, NBA creator or whatever. and they don't do it in the appropriate time, or they don't know what like a pivot is. And I think that that's like
that's what I was so, gonna say.
So what? So who are you saying that in reference to, or was that in reference to anyone?
It's a general question. I don't think that Peter enjoys these videos, though. To be honest with you,
I think he
that.
Does. I talk.
To I him, would tell him that.
That's but no, like Peter is probably my best friend. So I talk to him pretty much every day. He
get us podcast over.
Huh?
So fuck me, huh?
Nah, but I'm saying this. Like I said, I think he genuinely enjoys these videos. I think they're good videos. And like I said, genuinely, I watched the last video especially. I think that's one of the better videos I've seen on the platform. So I think there's an ideal time to pivot. Shit, for me, it would have been 2 years before AMP even started in 19. Agent, same thing. Like there's a time in 19 I was doing like 400K on some daily shit, you know? So that would have been the ideal time to pivot. Somebody has a dog.
Yeah, Davis is allergic. Yeah. Davis is allergic to dogs.
YSL going crazy.
It's crazy.
He said YSL. But I don't think like, I mean, obviously this is an ideal time, but I don't think it's ever, you know, too late to make a pivot, you know? I think everything, you know, can materialize and come into fruition, I think is what I'm trying to say. In time, so I think that's with everything. I don't even think my IRL channel is nowhere near where I want it to be. That hasn't even come into full effect. So everything takes time.
You think if 2K was popping, a lot of these creators would have pivoted?
That's a good question. Like, would I? Like, I don't know. Would I have even pivoted?
You
know, like,
not you. I think you definitely and you had people around you that were pivoting. And like you said, you kind of saw the tea leaves even before it like drastically fell off a cliff. And again, mm-hmm. AMP still would have been like a thing that formulated. But for other people, you think if 2K was still popping, would they have pivoted?
Nah, I don't know. I don't think so because it's convenient.
Yeah, I'll say fuck no. People are complacent. Way too complacent. That's it.
Yeah, I think... But it's also comfortable, you know. Making gaming videos is fun and easy, you know.
It is easy. I ain't gonna lie.
It's dead ass easy. Like I remember, like for my couch surfing videos, I remember I was like, I just went to 3 states in a day and a half, and it's like for my 2K videos, I would dead ass play for like sometimes 30 minutes. You know, like the difference in not effort, I guess, just time is crazy.
All right, we got a couple more Q&A.
Yeah, we're gonna get the Q&A.
Let's do two more. Right. MVP member Chronic.
Yo,
you cooking? What you cooking, my boy?
I'm actually washing the dishes. I'm being a responsible husband. You feel me?
Ah, husband. Okay.
This nigga, Davis. This nigga's like 19. He got married.
Got married.
He looked 30. He looked 30 in the face. That shit is crazy.
I thought you were 26. Like, true.
I'm 25. Nigga, if I look 30 in the face, you look about 57.
Stop. Oh shit.
Oh, man.
I would not.
Me personally.
Hey, let me tell you something. My skin is way clearer than yours. And you're smaller than me. And we can see that.
Hey, let me tell you something else. Let me tell you something.
I don't have chest hair. I don't have chest hair.
You don't have chest hair? Sounds like you're a baby for real. Let me ask my question, please. Stop.
Gerber senior is wild, but I don't know. I'm not going
for it. Go ahead, let Chronic ask the question.
Let me ask this question. What is like y'all's biggest fear when it comes to content creation? Because mine would be like building up this fan base, like you said with iPod King Carter. He's got a million subscribers or whatever, but then the views aren't there. I think that would be one of my biggest fears if I was doing this YouTube shit for real. Building up this fan base and then me not pulling in the views that I was pulling when I was peaking. You know what I'm saying? So what is y'all's biggest fear when it comes to content?
Falling off and not having a pivot. Easy for me.
Yeah, that conversation
backstage with y'all. That's pretty clear. My fear is shit doesn't work well on my end. And now I'm like 35 trying to look for an entry level job with no experience. That's my worst fear. So.
To not make it an echo room, I'll say truly despising what I do. So if I get caught up in And that's why I was like pressed to still go on Twitch. And I know we bash Twitch over and over on this pod. But if I ever had to do the point where anytime I'm online, it has to be about talking basketball, I'd hate it. And if I ever got to the point where I hate this shit, that's tough because YouTube is one of the best jobs that I've ever had. So I'd be pissed if I ended up hating that shit one day.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's kind of where I would go with mine. For this shit to, if this shit takes off and makes it to a point to where I'm able to support myself and family and shit like that, but it gets to a point to where I genuinely hate doing this, that's probably the biggest fear, where I literally am just waking up and this isn't something I enjoy doing. I'm looking at this how I would look at a 9-to-5, like, all right, bro, man, fuck it. I'm about to call it. Fuck it. I just don't want to do it today. Like, if I get to that point when it comes to making any kind of content or anything like that, yeah, bro, GG's. I got to meet the woo, in the words of a wise sage.
I say, I'm going at him, bro. I'm about to be at a Juice WRLD concert. Crazy.
This nigga here. Travis Scott? No, let me stop.
Yo!
I would say being one-dimensional. Like, I agree with everything that everybody said, but ending up being one-dimensional is probably, like, the worst concept in the world to me.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So we talk about pivots every other pod.
Yeah, there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear on the internet, bro. Just have fun.
That's true. Yeah, like to give you a different one. I'm not afraid of getting canceled. Not afraid of that at all.
Such insight from a nigga at the top of the mountain. We're all climbing crazy.
Like, oh my god! No, I ain't no fucking fear, bro. You can climb up here. Ain't shit.
Two channels with a million subscribers. Hey,
it's easy.
Sounds easy to me. But appreciate the question, bro. I see y'all.
All right, man.
Hey, I'm going to clown him because he's not here. His t-shirt didn't look raggedy, y'all.
You're so weird.
Yo, y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
All right, so. Hey, bro, just chill, bro. All right. So, you see, I'm a Heat fan, as you can see. Nothing against KD as well.
Y'all giving KD?
Yeah.
Sure, if you don't have Jimmy Butler, like, if you don't have Jimmy Butler, then that maybe.
Skin Hero, bro.
No.
Skin Hero. Hero Robinson, some picks.
Just give him Hero Robinson and some picks.
You know, it's crazy. I don't know where that came from. I don't know where this came from, but no. The answer is fuck no.
All right.
Cool. Ruining dreams.
That's a crazy question.
Hey, so shut up, fool. All
right.
What's the LEDs?
Dang, you feel like TikTok or something?
Nah, bro, I don't really.
It's gonna be one of them heartbreak TikToks. Slow ass music.
Yo, we did not get on Last Dude. Please cut the lights on. Everybody, cut the fucking lights on. Take the LEDs down and cut the lights on.
No, man, I'm chilling. I'm in my zone. So like, I was in the chill
That's
spot.
That's so weird. How old are you?
Zone for what?
Damn, press this nigga, Omar.
Nigga's in the zone to beat his meat. I don't understand.
Candles lit, window cracked. This nigga's nasty.
I saw you put that mask on too. What ops do you have?
None.
Bro, I don't have no ops. I just like wearing a mask.
The girl that curved him?
What's the question?
All right, bro. So like, I was in a Discord last night with Dumbo. And we had briefly spoken about Kawhi, because, you know, Kawhi the GOAT. Anyway, I firmly believe if he wouldn't have got hurt in the playoffs, we would have won a championship.
In 2017?
No.
This is going to make a post-pod convo funny as fuck.
21?
Yeah, 21.
Okay. What did I tell you?
Bro, I told you this last night. I don't know why you didn't listen. No one cares about the Clippers, bro. Like, I don't know why you thought coming on the pod for a Q&A would get you the answers you were looking for last night, but you're getting the same response. Okay.
How old are you?
Like,
How old are you? How old are you?
16.
This is going to be a great post-pod combo,
okay,
bro.
I tell you what. You got another couple of years. It's very immature to have those lights up like that, bro. You're a child.
Immature, you're nasty.
Get you some real lighting, bro.
Some real lighting.
Accent lights, you know what I'm saying? LED shit's over.
Motherfuckers think the LEDs is a fucking waterworks for these bitches.
But on a real note, man, I really like y'all videos, bro. Y'all make me laugh. Y'all really the only podcast I watch.
So
facts,
don't try to kiss up now.
I know you're trying to do it, right? That's why I said facts. Yeah,
the Clipper fan.
Facts,
no, I'm joking. Appreciate the support, bro. Appreciate the love for real. That us.
Appreciate that game.
Pull up in the Discord more.
He can't watch us too much because he knew I was gonna clown him. Listen,
right.
V Roseon says, bro, Baby Keem, sit down. Been walking for about an hour now, calling Davis Baby Keem. And Woo the Menace says, been watching for the last couple of days. You boys goated. Much love. Oh, damn, we haven't. Donald's Dog says, my fault. I tripped and fell. Didn't mean to bark.
Dang.
And some the elephant says at Domo's dog, shut up. Damn, why are we doing
that? Yeah, and it was boring.
Elephant
burners.
Says, stop barking, dude. On Domo, I'll stomp you. Dude, I'm trying to listen. Domo's dog says, Pops, I gotta pee. So let me weird. Out the cage. And to the elephant, I don't know who dude think he is. And you'll never listen to a thing. Okay. This one. Chick says, Ray Allen said, LeBron is not the GOAT. How does that affect his legacy?
That was weird. That was so weird of him. That was weird.
Was he asking that question?
That was weird.
He's talking to some kids or something like that. I don't even have the clip.
Settle down, kids. I want you to know.
Yeah,
that was Jordan.
It's Jordan. What the fuck?
Like, I don't even think he said it was Jordan, though. I don't
know. By his logic, it's not Jordan, though. He said, if he's not the best mid-range shooter, the best three-pointer, the best dribbler, how is he the best ever? That was the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Oh, so it's Curry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it wasn't Jordan either.
Curry's his goat.
Like, give me like 2.5.
Okay. It might be Curry.
No, it's Kobe. It might be Kobe for him. He's talking about all-around shit.
It can't be that. Yo, all right.
If he has Kobe over MJ like that, that's kind of nutty. Okay.
Then it's this Kawhi Leonard. Like,
then it's Abe.
Like,
real though.
It would be hella strange if he was like, it's me.
I'm sorry. Okay. I know I tell you, man.
It's Kevin Durant.
It's me.
Oh.
It's me.
Yeah.
Ray Allen. Wait, did I download it?
Kevin Durant might be the most good player ever though.
All right.
Yeah, is offense the only skill? Okay. Is shooting the only skill, bro? Wait.
Yes.
Let me play the clip.
So
Let me play the clip.
Yeah, on the post, he can score and pass it. Is he a great free throw shooter? Is he a great 3-point shooter? Is he a great dribbler?
Oh,
so you're saying the GOAT, and he ain't even the great in all them categories.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Yo, why was Ray Allen so serious? What the fuck?
At the end, bro said Jordan is, and he said, yeah, he might still have Jordan. He might still have Jordan.
Bro, there's no way in the world Ray Allen is really going around saying, is he the greatest free throw shooter all the time? Is he the greatest 3-point shooter all the time? Jordan is. Ray Allen, there's no way you're saying
this, no way.
There's no way you're saying
And walked off like a Karen, bro. What the fuck?
For a nigga that hit one of the biggest shots in NBA history, he deadass is a casual, bro.
Bro, like, there's no way this nigga is out here trying to sun 15-year-olds with the logic of he's not the GOAT 3-point shooter or free throw shooter, but Jordan is. Like, nigga,
that was so weird, bro.
Hey, no, he wanted niggas to say that he's the GOAT, bro. I'm being honest.
Hey, yo.
Last question before we go, or last Q&A. Hey, Davis, why y'all fire Omar for the white man?
Oh, shit.
Was it during February?
Was it there?
I think it was. No, I think it was
my title. Oh, so right after.
Appreciate y'all for waiting after Black History Month.
Nah, I don't make any like that decision or what. No, Omar was never fired. We're not gonna do that. But any decisions in terms of Omar working with and not with those,
that was April.
Was mutual.
Neutral.
And if you disagree on why, you can speak up. But
look at this. Right. Look at y'all. Right. Y'all been taking some media training. That's what the break has been. Y'all been taking some media training during that break.
No cap.
Okay, like those out of y'all.
What you mean?
Listen.
Davis got like the perfect answers for all these hard hitting questions. Saying, the perfect ones. No cap.
Okay.
You got to get like Duke on here. Fuck that nigga. Omar,
hey, nah, Duke, say some shit now.
Yeah, listen, bro, I appreciate you. We appreciate you for coming on always.
Hey, thank you. You know what? This is my favorite podcast because you guys let me talk. Yeah, a lot of other podcasts don't let me talk, man. God bless all you guys. Thank you.
This nigga want to be on peer to peer again so bad.
No, fuck peer to peer.
Oh my God.
There's one way to go about it.
No.
What's the other podcast? Side, what's the other podcast you're on?
Adidas said, "What's up, man?"
Tell Blake he a bitch. So,
nah, peer to peer, don't let me talk. I got love for them though. Anyway,
Domo, say goodbye to the people, man.
All right, Chad, it's been your mom for Midnight Snack, and we will be back Thursday. Hey, man, if you ain't seen The Boys, what are you doing, bro? The Boys is fucking amazing, bro. Shout out.
Unfortunately, Marvel's better.
Mm. It's really not.
Have you seen Thor yet?
Yes, I've seen Thor. That shit was fucking. It actually sucked.
It was bad.
Yo, it was bad.
Oh, didn't Davis like Eternals?
I'm about to see it tomorrow. Yes,
Davis Eternals was Eternals. A 10 out of 10. It was a 10 out of 10.
A 10 out of 10.
Davis,
Patrick,
question.
No. I hate when people start hating on the popular thing, bro. After Endgame, I was like, bro, Eternals was a 10 out of 10. The reason people didn't like it is because it was too quick for y'all. For some of y'all niggas, your head didn't keep up with the story. It was a great story, man.
You know what's funny? It is ironic that you like this movie because that is exactly the problem with this fucking movie. It is too quick. Nothing is written. Like, the writing is terrible. Davis, I'm convinced you like bad writing. I'm not going to lie. I'm convinced you like bad writing.
And guess what? Thor was a fucking fun movie. Thor was a fun movie. I don't know why you didn't like it.
Why do y'all want to make Thor a fun movie?
Yes, so I've heard that a lot. You want to watch? I've heard that a lot.
Because Ragnarok was fun. And
Guardians of the Galaxy, cool, but Thor? You trying to make Thor a fucking comedy?
Hold on, this is my thing. So, like, if Marvel does that, is that itself a bad thing? Because I'm hearing that if you go into the theater on, like, a non-Endgame Infinity War Spider-Man type of mindset, if you just watch a movie for what a movie is, that is not bad. But Thor being comedic is a bad thing or something like that. I don't understand.
I'm letting you guys know, the thing that people are suffering from right now is that people, yo, there's a fucking stick bug in the house. God damn it, man. The problem people are suffering with now is that you guys are holding Marvel to these standards of Infinity War and Endgame, and they're just at their new, they're basically starting over their new saga, and you guys are treating all these movies like they're supposed to be these grand schemes. Thor Love and Thunder is just the start of a new journey. It's not supposed to be this grand scheme, crazy movie. It was a fun movie. I enjoyed myself. The time went by fast. And people, like, what was the movie before this that people were hating on? What was the movie before this?
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange, another thing. People, like, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, they kind of tweaked on the advertising. They advertised it as a blockbuster. But, like, yeah, like people just expect these grand events for every Marvel movie, and it's like,
but that wasn't bad received though. That wasn't received bad. Niggas actually like Doctor Strange. More people like Doctor Strange than fucking Thor: Love and Thunder.
They said it was a little overhyped, but it still got good.
Yeah, no, I think they marketed it a little bit.
Yeah, I think the last
you're talking about Captain Marvel.
Me,
Captain Marvel was great.
Oh my God! Fuck out of here!
Wait,
listen, no cap.
Now everybody lost their shit.
Just the one thing on the Marvel shit with Thor. The problem with this Thor movie is the fact that they took a winning formula that they had with Ragnarok. Ragnarok was a fun movie, had its funny moments, had the tie-ins from the comics and all that, and it was a breath of fresh air from that bullshit ass other shit, Thor: The Dark World shit, whatever the fuck that was. And they said, okay, so niggas like funny Thor? Bet. Let's just make everything funny Thor now. And they overdid the comedy in this shit. So now they're making lame-ass jokes. Like when old girl was going through the list of like the weapons she had, and she had the fucking grenade, and the old girl was like, oh, is that a grenade? Oh, no, it's a Bluetooth. And start playing song. I'm like, all right, bro, what the fuck is this? What is this?
I want you to do... When you watch, I want you to just have fun sometimes, man.
I want you to just
take off your shoes. You know what I'm saying? Kick back a little bit.
That's a movie, nigga. Before the
thing. Yeah. Could you imagine going into the movies and like 2 feet right here?
Bro, Davis, I'm sorry you are entertained by movies with bad writing because there's no reason that in 30 minutes of that fucking movie's runtime, this bitch Jane has the fucking hammer and is swiping niggas, and you don't have no logical setup to how she got that.
Nah, I'm gonna be honest with
you. I'm about to say, chill, gang. I did say like, I'm gonna see it tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. He gonna see it. Those, but no, I'm not gonna lie. That threw me for a loop. But to be honest with you, I also was like, okay, I can just expect. I can kind of respect that they're moving fast. I do think that they kind of tweaked for not including that in. That did confuse me. I'm not gonna act like it didn't.
Bro, Jane has like, cancer, and you haven't seen her for like.
Yo, you just spoiling the movie. You're spoiling the movie.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie.
You're spoiling the movie. You're spoiling the movie.
If you ain't seen it by now, tough titty. Bro, she has cancer. You haven't seen her for 8 years, and they don't explain anything. It's just, oh, Thor broke up with her, and now she back as. Thor, bitch. There's
no explanation for her.
The only explanation is she has cancer. Thor whispered 8 years ago, always keep Jane safe. And now the fucking hammer works for her. Yeah, there's no logical
writing,
bro.
Fuck out of here, bro. That shit is so lame.
Y'all niggas is hating. All right, bro.
Listen to what he just said. Is that not lame? For that to be your origin story.
No. They did a good job of... It was fun. I had fun, bro. Have fun sometimes.
Right, say goodbye to people. say goodbye to the people, bro. Hey, man.
People, last thing I seen was Spider-Man. That shit was good. But all right, y'all. It's me, boy Sage. Take care and stay blessed. You feel me? Follow me on Twitch tonight. I might do something. I don't know what I'm going to do, but something. Fuck it.
Smith just left. Come on, bro.
B-Soul, say goodbye to the people, bro.
Peace out, y'all. YouTube Live is better. So,
It is.
Twitch is garbage.
Why?
Twitch is garbage.
Bro, that's fine, but I can't. If I YouTube live, I got to talk about Kawhi or some bullshit or SGA and he not even playing, bro.
Preconceived notions, bro.
I don't really talk about no hoop, bro. The fuck?
Listen. All right. Bye, guys.
Peace out, y'all.
Y'all can't say bye to people?